It's midday. Good afternoon and welcome to the news. Live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi, we are live on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, former Deputy Finance Minister Kweku Kwarteng says Ghana's economy is being run like a Ponzi scheme and fears it will in no time collapse our democracy if the political class does not accept the reality and change their behavior. We have details of that as he also gives an advice to the NPP. He says if they truly want to break the eight, they must break the norm. I'll tell you why. Please stay with me for details. Also this afternoon, the Ochehene is rubbishing the Ejapadie document, saying it's a fabrication aimed at inciting hate against Achims. Details as he questions which reasonable person in his right frame of mind hatches such an intention and documents it. Also, NDC flag bearer John Mahama warns his future appointees of strict accountability and punishment for any wrongdoing as he reveals the party will launch its manifesto in the central region in August.
If you serve in the John Mahama government, the next John Mahama government, if you are accused of wrongdoing, you will also be punished and held accountable.
We have details and take you live to Tamale. And NPP says its Director of Communication, Richard Ahiagba, is in a stable condition and is responding positively to treatment. I'll give you details of that and more here on the Midday News. Let's settle for details now. And former Deputy Finance Minister and MP for Bwasi West, Kweku Kwarteng, has attributed the current economic woes of Ghana at both the national and household level to bad politics and economic mismanagement. In a rare write-up titled, To Break the Eight, we must first break the norm. The recently removed chairman of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Mr. Kwarteng, also says the way Ghana's economy is being run is no different from a Ponzi scheme. My colleague Faustina Safo joins me in studio. She's been studying that particular epistle written by Kweku Kwarteng. First, let's talk about the concerns he has about the economy.
Well, first, his article starts by stating the obvious that indeed Ghana's fourth republic, no ruling party has lasted more than 8 years. He says it is largely because voters believe that all politicians are the same and that the power should rotate and bring in fresh ideas and fresh perspectives by giving in new people the opportunity to take power. Then he zeroes into the NPP's aim to break the eight and the eight-year cycle. But he says the party faces challenges from external economic hardship and long-standing internal issues of economic mismanagement. Then he goes on to advise the NPP on what to do if they intend to break the eight. MFA, he outlines four areas. First, he says the NPP must acknowledge the past and present failures of the political class to provide the kind of quality leadership required to avert the mess in which we find ourselves as a country today. And that's quite key. The second point he raises, he says the NPP must adopt deep and far-reaching reforms to address the decades of bad politics and economic mismanagement. Now, he also goes on to advise that we, stating as the NPP, must convince voters that we shall be ruthless in our determination to fix this country and that we shall stay the course no matter the challenges and that there shall be no scarecrows. That's very important for him. There are other points he makes, two other key points. He says for the NPP to break the eight, they must also lead with example. Now, as precondition for any reform, he says they must demonstrate the sacrifices that they will make as politicians to convince the people that they are in this together with us. And that's a concern a lot of people have raised, that most often than not, our politicians seem far away from reality. He says that the NPP, and he says we, because he's a member of the NPP, must address concerns about how much of our national resources we spend on ourselves as politicians and take steps to overhaul the corrupt public procurement regime we inherited from previous governments and have continued to live with. That's quite shocking. Well, he goes on to say, in his article that once we lead by example, we can say with integrity to our people that we are sinking in a common boat and call on all Ghanaians to duty. He says, as a political party, if we sincerely believe and can demonstrate our faithfulness to these commitments, breaking the eight will follow naturally.
Thank you very much, Faustina Safo, there giving us the details of that statement or that article written by Kweku Kwarteng, former deputy finance minister, also the recently removed chairman of the finance committee of parliament, titled "To Break the Eight, We Must First Break the Norm." Now, let me take you to the eastern region, and the Ochihene Osajifu Amwetio Ferepeying has described a document in circulation covered with his image under the caption "Ijapadie" as a total fiction fabricated by those determined for years to create and fund a hate campaign against the Ofori-Pinyin household and Ochiman in general. The book, whose content suggests a detailed strategy aimed at positioning and maintaining Achim people at commanding height in all spheres of the Ghanaian economy, has popped up again, gaining prominence in both traditional media and social media. We can listen to the Ochihene during an Achim Ebuakwa State Council meeting held over the weekend. That's the Ochihene Osajifu Amwetio Ferepeying. Well, our correspondent in the eastern region, Maxwell Kudeko, joins us with more in terms of what exactly the Ochihene has been saying there in Chi. He will tell us in English. Maxwell, please give us a brief translation of what the Ochihene has been saying.
Well, the Ochihene was addressing the Achim Ebuakwa State Council meeting over the weekend, and he took the opportunity to inform his cabinet that the particular book that has been in circulation over the years is a mere fabrication calculated to create hate campaign against the Achim Ebuakwa people and also incite other tribes, especially their brothers and sisters from Asante, against them. He questioned why somebody will harbor such an intention, document it, and then put his image on it. So he eventually inform Ghanaians and all the Achim citizens that that book parading or circulating on social media purporting to be a document that has strategies to wield most of the properties in Ghana for the Achim people is a mere fabrication, and for that matter, it's a fiction. He told them that it is never true. It has been in circulation since 2016. It popped up in 2019 and 2020 and has popped up again. He is only commenting on it because a lot of people will feel or will have the assumption that the particular document is true. He said that it is not true. He doesn't have any idea about it, and Achim people has no intention to rape the people of Ghana.
Okay. That's my colleague Maxwell Kudeko there telling us in English what exactly the Ochihene Osajifu Amwetio Ferepeying has been saying about that book in circulation, Ijapadie. Now, the flag bearer of the NDC, John Mahama, has issued a warning to future party appointees, stating they will be held accountable and punished for any misconduct. Speaking at the grand launch of the party's campaign in Tamale, he announced that the party's manifesto will also be unveiled next month in the central region.
For those who wish to serve in the new administration, know that you are coming to serve in an administration of modesty. You are coming to serve in an administration of honesty. You are coming to serve in an administration of hard work. And you are coming to serve in an administration of accountability. And so as we hold the previous government accountable for wrongdoings, if you serve in the John Mahama government, the next John Mahama government, if you are accused of wrongdoing, you will also be punished and held accountable. We are going to launch our manifesto next month in August, before the end of August, and we're launching it in Central Region. So Central Region, when you go back, start preparing. We're coming to launch the manifesto. And when we launch the manifesto, there are a lot of interesting things there. We will spell out the blueprints that we intend to pursue to change the fortunes of our country.
That's a former president, John Dramani Mahama, there during the campaign launch yesterday. Well, campaign coordinator Professor Joshua Labi also says, despite comments by some leading members of the NPP, the party will peacefully hand over power if it loses, as it did with the SNIT hotels, he says.
For those who wish to serve in the new administration,
these people, they'll lose and they'll hand over peacefully. Even common hotels, they hand over peacefully, left alone the main election. So those making noise, they will hand over and run away. And we are assuring everybody here, we are going to protect your vote. So go and vote. Be very confident, go and vote, and we shall protect the vote.
Hey, hey.
Repeat after me. We are going to protect the vote. We are going to protect the vote. And I assure you, nobody should move out of the place after we vote. Will be there. Why is John Mahama coming back? We have a lot of policies that we have lined up. But one key one is about the apprenticeship, unemployment. The youth of today, our main problem is unemployment. But you see, not all of us would like to go to university.
That's campaign coordinator Joshua Alabi there. Let me take you live to Tamale now. And my colleague Maxwell Agbagba is still monitoring events there after the campaign launch yesterday. Maxwell, what's happening on the ground? What can you report?
Well, it's a cool weather here in Tamale. It's been like this since morning. Earlier, I went through town and went to the Central Business District where I've been engaging some of the residents about yesterday's national campaign launch by the NDC. Well, many of them are excited by it. They tell me that they are cautiously optimistic of some of the promises made. Those who sounded confident said they trust in the abilities of the NDC flag bearer to deliver. Some women I've been interacting with pointed to the National Women's Bank promise. They said it is difficult to get collateral. These days, it's difficult to actually assess loans. So this promise has come at the right time, and they're happy because if this happens, they'll get soft loans to do their businesses. Some men are engaged, are also happy about the 24-hour economic policy. They say it means that there'll be more vacancies, and those of them who are unemployed will benefit. They talked about the National Apprenticeship Program and many other initiatives. There's a Camp Sunday here in Tamale, but if you drive through town, you still see the NDC is crowding. I'm still hanging around poles, vehicles, and all of that here in Tamale.
Thank you very much. That's my colleague Maxwell Agbagba, there reporting live from Tamale. Now, the NPP has been providing updates on its director of communications following his near-fatal accident on the Accra-Kumasi Highway. Richard Ahiagba was on his way to Kumasi for a party program when the unfortunate incident occurred. According to a statement signed by the party's general secretary, reports that Mr. Ahiagba is in a stable condition and is responding positively to treatment. The NPP expresses its heartfelt gratitude to all well-meaning Ghanaians for their overwhelming love and well wishes. Well, the attending doctors, we are told, have also advised limiting visitors to ensure Mr. Ahiagba receives adequate rest during his recovery. The party concludes with a statement by saying the party appreciates everyone's earnest prayers and support during this time. And that statement is signed by the General Secretary of the party, Justin. Justin Frimpong Kodia. Now, the Bank of Ghana has given a firm assurance it will sustain the current stability of the cedi against the dollar. Responding to queries at the Public Accounts Committee, advisor to the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Stephen Opata, rejected claims the gains made by the local currency is as a result of the IMF bailout. But first, let's listen to the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, James Kluche Aveji.
It is because the IMF had released the how much is it, 600 million?
300
million.
Respectfully,
we are only using this money to stabilize it. As soon as the money is depleted in the system, that start going up again. That is it. That is the fact. You are not using any policy to control the money. You are not.
But Mr. Opata says the gains being witnessed is as a result of the shoring of its reserves through the domestic gold program.
If the government was showing commitment from Wednesday till today, would that be ready?
Respectfully, I disagree. But a number of things have happened. We've completed a second review, right? Because of that, some inflows, but I've told you that we have taken policies, including the gold purchase program, which is rebuilding our buffers. So we are in a better position than we were.
Mr. Opata, if you don't have any relief from the IMF or World Bank for 1 year, you see where the
city reached. No. We don't. I tell you something. The amount of foreign exchange resources we've gotten from the gold program is more than what we've gotten from the IMF.
Really?
No, yes, much more.
Yo.
Okay, what we are establishing is they help us to establish policy credibility. They help us, we have restructured our debt. That speculative aspect should go back, and I think we'll sustain the stability.
That's Stephen Opata there. He's the advisor to the governor of the Bank of Ghana in that interaction with the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, James Kluche Aveji, ending the news here on at midday. Here on Joy 99.7 FM. There's more when you log on to myjoyonline.com. I am MFA Apau. Up next is Worship Zone with Abe Kusankofi. You want to stay?